All right, guys, Dexter Johnson here. Welcome to 2024. I've been doing a lot of work in the backgrounds to try to revamp the podcast. New artwork, same direction, but just more focused episodes. So here's the thing. I've always wanted to keep in the weeds, very short, concise, and just straight to the point. And we're going to be focusing on that this year. Even more than ever. I'm also going to be working on incorporating, you guessed it, a guest every now and then. I've had some guests in the past near the beginning of the podcast, but I definitely want to keep that moving forward. So the first topic of discussion is going to be about this $3,500 headset from Apple that I think is not going to do so well. But let's talk about what it's going to launch with. Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? All right, guys, so let's talk about it. So in a joint announcement from Apple and Disney, it was announced that the Vision Pro will have 3D content from Disney Plus at launch. And while Disney Plus subscribers will get special animated screening environments to accompany them. So other apps announced that are going to be supported are going to be ESPN, MLB, PGA Tour, Max, formerly known as HBO Max, Trash, Discovery Plus, Amazon Prime Video, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Pluto TV, Tubi, Fubo, Crunchyroll, Red Bull TV, IMAX, TikTok, and Mubi. So one thing that you did not hear was Netflix. However, executives have previously said that the existing app will work unmodified on Apple's new headset. So here's the thing. A few things have come out about this headset since its initial inception. First, we knew that it had a pretty large strap in the back that has been modified to be one strap in the back and another that's kind of on top of the head to kind of better evenly distribute the weight of this device. And I'm interested for this thing to get in people's hands. First and foremost, this quote unquote immersive entertainment, my big knock on it is that I just don't know why we need yet another place to play with apps. Like, we have our televisions, we have our phones, we have our computers, we have our laptops. Why do we need to strap something to our face and then go into this quote unquote immersive environment? Here's the thing. When it just comes to VR, AR, they both get used. They get used sparingly. VR is something that people know about for the most part, but it's primarily segmented to the more technologically inclined. Same with AR. So Apple, what Apple is really, really good at is that they take something from the background, they quote unquote perfect it, or they make it better, they make it more Apple-y, basically making it more available. But I don't believe that $3,500 is making something more available. I do not believe that this headset is worth $3,500. Now, all of the Apple apologists out there, shut your freaking mouths. Not everything that Apple does is gold, and not everything that Apple creates or does is justified in its pricing. It just is what it is. You don't have to like it. You just have to recognize things for what they are. And some of you fail to do that. And just a disclaimer, I'm recording this on my iPhone 14 Pro Max while wearing my Apple Watch with my iPad, Mac Mini, and MacBook Pro sitting in front of me. So I use Apple products, okay? I just don't make up excuses for them trying to gouge their customers and deliver us something that I don't necessarily feel is all that groundbreaking. But hey, We're going to see, and my opinion, your opinion, others' opinions might shift and change, but that's what we're here for. That's what I'm here to track. So continue to tune in. And of course, as usual, it's 2024. Share this thing with a friend. And until next time, I'll holler at you. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.